Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it! It's time for episode 644 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss. Wow, that concert really took its toll. We'll be telling you all about it. We discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint May, and we're on our road back to Summit 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. And with me, as always, Brett Peter Pedro Pietras Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's up? Have you recovered from this weekend?
I guess not. I didn't think it had taken that much of a toll on me, but that was a bumpy intro. So I'm reading the signs around me, and I think, no, I have not yet gotten back to zero. But we had a great time.
We may decuss the episode. We generally don't swear like that much.
So okay, we could decuss it.
Decuss it. Yeah, we can take some out.
Have the AI, have the GTP get on there and chop out all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, we you had texted me. You said, hey, I got an opening, got some tickets to see Willie Nelson's 90th birthday bash at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. Two nights.
Not just one, but two nights in a row of celebrating with the redheaded stranger and all the guests that they brought out.
What an incredible show.
It was incredible.
I'm sure we'll talk about it, and we'll deep dive even more in this week's Two Charted.
Cause yeah, there was quite a bit going on up there.
A lot going on, not just on stage.
And but, quite a bit of cameos. It wasn't just Willie out there for 2 hours. It was person after person, yeah. Artist after artist coming up and doing one or two songs. So we'll get to that later on. But first, let's bring in a man who's probably going to have a 90th birthday bash of his own at the Hollywood Bowl. I would say he could do that.
I would go.
I would too. He wouldn't need to do any cameos either.
Yeah, he could play all the openers.
All the characters.
Yeah.
And here he comes now. You remember him from a Who Charted back in the day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Andy Daly.
Oh, hello. Wow. That would
so
be great.
Good to have you.
I'd settle for box seats on my 90th birthday at the Hollywood Bowl. I'd like to be entertained, quite frankly.
Okay, because that's kind of what Willie did. He let other people do his stuff. You would have other comics come up and do your characters and stuff.
No, I'm saying I'd like to just see The Cure, you know.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Or Duran Duran.
Man, Robert Smith's going to look great when you're 90.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Cure's 120th anniversary.
Yeah.
I got to say, if after 90 years, Willie Nelson is still a redheaded stranger, that's his fault.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We've been trying to get to know him.
Yeah. Reveal yourself, Willie. Share a little bit.
Yes.
You know what? I was thinking he didn't say much to the crowd at all. He just kind of came out and did his songs. And I was thinking that kind of makes him really one of the worst birthday hosts of all time. If you think of how many people he had there and how little he said per person, kind of rude. Kind of
rude. He did say happy birthday to me, and he's
not supposed to do that.
Sang a rendition of it. Yeah,
he'll curse himself that way.
Yeah,
yeah.
He didn't go around the audience like table to table and say hi to people. Thanks for coming.
High fives, sticks, selfies. No, he looked Chris Christopherson was there too. We'll tell you that, and he looked a lot better than Chris Christopherson. So there's levels to this aging game, evidently.
Sure. And, oh yeah,
for 90 years old, he was taking all his solos, and his voice sounded great.
Willie is on the highest level of 90 years old I think I've ever seen. Like, I mean, yeah. He's singing and playing and just holding it down and totally sharp. And with, I mean, he sounded like Willie Nelson. It wasn't like, oh, wheel him out and he mumbles a couple words. It was
right.
It was a full blown, like
full blown Willie.
Yeah. Very that's capable.
Crazy.
He's the Norman Lear of country music.
With better outfits. Well, Willie, we'll talk more about that as we move on, but right now, we'll get into the music chart, and I will wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the heck's next? NFTs, tunes. All right.
I love it.
Andy, where are you getting your music from these days?
Where am I getting my music? You know what? I didn't know we were going to talk about music. Spotify. I've belatedly gotten into Spotify. I resisted it for a long time. But
is it recommending good things? Are you finding new stuff?
I'm so scared of all of it. I'm just dipping my toe in. I'm just searching for stuff. I'm finding playlists that other people have made that I think will appeal to me.
Right wingers or who are these people?
Yeah. I like patriotic songs. I've got my Lee Greenwood playlists, multiples. Right on.
Hell yeah.
That guy. You know what? I don't want to know what the algorithm recommends for me, because I don't think I've been listening to music on there that truly represents me necessarily.
Yeah, it's hard for it to find out sometimes.
I've had that issue too, because it's like my history with music, the music that is truly formative to me, it's not like I'm listening to that every day since I got Spotify, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not training it on like all my history before I came to the app. Now I'm just like dancing around and trying new things.
Yeah. You know? It works for some people for sure. My younger brother and my daughter both get great recommendations from Spotify, but I'm just like, I don't even want to look at them. Yeah. I don't want to know what Spotify thinks I want to hear.
Right.
I'm scared.
Yeah. It's a wild west.
You're like Willie. You just, you don't want people to really know you.
Yeah, that's right. I would like to remain a stranger to Spotify.
Right on.
For the most
part. Let's keep these robots in the dark for a few more years.
If we can.
What chart do we have this week?
All right. I thought we would stay on theme here and do the iHeartRadio top country tracks.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
These are the top country songs.
A whole weekend of country, and he's hungry for more.
I'm hungry for more.
I love
it. Gave me a taste of it. And also, it's a lot of fun to do the country songs on this chart because you know the form of country by now. Like, we all know generally how it goes. And so the game of country music seems to be just like that little twist of phrase on the hook. You know, like just sort of building up to the title of the song. And
is the title, it feels like the title is sometimes like a pun or something you can put on a wood carving.
It's always like
that
a slight double meaning. So
I don't miss you except when I think about you.
Right. Okay. So we can guess what the title of each song is going to be before I play it.
Oh, great.
We'll guess the angle that they're going for. All right. So coming up at number five.
Number five.
Corey Kent with Wild As Her.
Wild As Her?
Yeah. Now, if you know it, you have to tell us. Okay. I don't know it either.
No.
Wild As Her.
Maybe like his new love can never be as wild as.
But that's
the old one.
That wouldn't earn you a spot on country radio because there's no twist there.
Don't you think he's got a new girl and she is so great. She's so perfect. She shows up on time. She's whatever positive attributes are.
Yeah.
I love her so much, but man, she's not as wild as her.
Not as wild as her.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's probably right. I'm going to take a crazy guess.
All right.
I think he's talking about a mule that was real hard to break. It was a rabbit, wild as her. Her.
All right,
let's see.
Let's hear the reality.
We got three separate guesses. I like this. Andy Daly.
Well,
you got it.
Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all the other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Now, come on.
All right.
That's no good.
So she's just looking for someone as wild as her.
Oh,
it's like he's trying to keep up with her.
Damn.
Okay.
But he's screwed. Weird. Yeah.
He's screwed.
Yeah.
I guess he's saying the whole town was kind of warning him about her or something, but
he didn't listen. Is he as wild as her?
It didn't sound like
I don't think
like
so. Because
he's not trying to tame her. He's not trying to tame her, but that's not good enough for her. She needs someone not only not trying to tame her, but is wild.
Yes. Someone who can match her psychotic energy. Someone who's up for tattoos every night of the week.
This is bad.
But you don't have those thoughts unless you're with someone who's too crazy for you.
I don't think her story is going to end well, guys. Mm-mm. I feel like it's going to settle down. She's going to end up with somebody just as crazy as she is. They'll both be dead in a year.
They'll be dead. It'll be like Wait in the Truck, this other country song we talked about.
All right, coming in at number four.
These are dire. I hope some of these are more upbeat, but America right now is in a tough spot, so we might have some more darkness ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Coming in number four, Bailey Zimmerman with Rock and a Hard Place. Rock and a Hard Place.
Rock and
I think we did have this before, and I completely forget what the angle was.
We had this song before?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago. But really? I do not remember it.
I don't remember it either. Rock?
Mm.
I'm thinking maybe his lover is pulling him away from touring. So he's rocking. He's either, you know,
but
he's a hard place.
He's a country guy.
Yeah.
I think it's about the Fast and the Furious. I think he considers Vin Diesel to be a hard place.
Okay. So he's Michelle Rodriguez.
Co-starring The Rock.
Yeah. This is a song about The Rock and a hard place like Vin Diesel.
Okay. All right. I got to come up with a third guess. All right. I'm saying he's on meth and he's got his bed's not comfortable. He's smoking meth on a cot.
The meth is The Rock. It's like a rock of meth. Is
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Bailey Zimmerman, what you got?
similar beginning to us. Number five.
Same backup guy.
Swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing.
Sounds like he emailed in his vocals.
Yeah.
We've been talking about forever.
He sang them into his headphones.
Yeah.
Makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door.
He hasn't defined the rock or the hard place. He's just saying,
he's just using the phrase.
Sucks.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people write off all of this country, but like, he just didn't do a good job. Like, there's, you can do a better job with this stuff. He did not.
Yeah.
He, just that was me, lazy.
What's the rock? What's the hard place? Then I'll try to enjoy the song. But give you can't just tell me things are very, very difficult between the two of us right now. We're caught between a rock and a hard place. No. I need more.
Need more specifics.
Any more, whatever your name is, guy. I already forgot.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Which is the top name. You could give me 100 country names, including that one. I would say he's not.
That's basically
country.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg. It's the same thing.
I mean, Bob Dylan's real name, right? It's like close to that.
Yeah. Even Bob Dylan changed his name from Zimmerman, and he wasn't trying to do country originally.
Lose the Zimmerman. Who's kept it that's done anything with themselves?
Can't think of a single famous Zimmerman.
No.
There's no savings.
Even
Zimmerman
Bob Dylan's son didn't take the Zimmerman name.
You're right.
Jacob Zimmerman.
That's a tough call, right? When your parent just changes their name to something cool because they like Dylan Thomas and they want to be famous. And then what do you go? What are you supposed to do?
Slash's
it's son. Not the family name. Like, you can't just claim it.
Slash is Saul Hudson. And then he's got the son is like, you know, out on a boat. Like, what are you supposed to do? I can't be Slash Jr. You got to be like Hudson.
So, Slash son. Son of Slash.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't go by Slash Hudson. I kind of like that better Slash than just Hudson. Slash.
Yeah. Me too.
Sounds like a detective.
Yeah. Slash Hudson.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Tyler Hubbard with Dancing in the Country.
I'm going to take the easy road here.
Okay.
I say he did like Bailey Zimmerman, and it's just a straight up footloose, you know, we're kicking our heels up out in the woods type deal.
Okay. I feel like... I know this is like the first one we talked about, but it feels like a woman who, like, she's tied down to suburban life or whatever. What she really wants to be doing is dancing in the country. You know what I mean?
Like, he takes her out to a field, dances with her.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
She longs for what she can have, a dance in the country.
Yes. I think maybe this is going to be like an EDM, you know, mashup with country. And like dancing in the country, but it's like Eurostep, you know?
Yeah, it's just 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
But what about the hook, though?
Well, that's the thing. Just like we're all dancing.
Oh, like we're doing disco, like, but we're out.
Yeah, we're doing disco, but we're raving. It's like we're having a rave.
That's actually that's a very good guess. In this climate, I mean, Diplo just put out an album with all country singers on it. So that is the trend.
It could happen. All right, here we go. Tyler Hubbard.
By the way, he's the one from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost the other guy.
We have the four on the floor.
Look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got...
Stard's got this one.
No room to move, we need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that.
They're doing like choreographed dancing. I'm looking at the video right now.
Oh.
In a field. It's very on the nose.
That was almost like a AI for like, take country and don't have the music be country, but have the words be country.
Mm. So was the first line, city lights look good on you?
I think was
the beginning.
So hey, that's part of your guess.
So yes, I feel pretty good that my guess is in the ballpark.
Yeah, he was definitely taking her out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we really got our fingers on the pulse.
Whew. Fantastic.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Parker McCollum with Handle On You. Mm. Handle On You.
Handle On You.
I think he's at a bar. It's debaucherous. He's pouring a handle of whiskey on someone's head.
He's dumping the whiskey all over him?
Yeah.
Shots, shots, shots.
Yeah.
I think it's about a woman he can't keep hold of. She's just going crazy. And so he proposes, like, putting a handle on her in some way.
Okay. Like,
whether he's going to screw it into a bone, like a thigh bone or something like that.
Sure.
Okay.
Like a large mug handle, like on her back.
However he would affix it to her, he would be putting a handle on her just so he can...
So he can control her.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in a loving way.
She doesn't know what's good for her sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And we're not condoning any of this. It's just, this is what country music... Yeah. Just calling balls and strikes. All right, let's hear it.
It's a good guess.
That
wow.
I don't know that we got that.
No, Brett.
No, we didn't.
I think it. No, then you, Brett. You said you knew it was. No, a, but he's saying that handles.
A fifth isn't enough. Right.
I'll take that. I did call that it would be a handle of alcohol.
Yeah,
but the action, the you know what he was doing with it, I was wrong. He's drinking it.
I because he's sad. Close enough.
Yeah.
I don't. What is a handle of alcohol? What does that mean?
It's like double of a fifth.
It's just like the huge, big ass like one. Gallons, you know.
Is it a bottle that's big enough that it has a handle on it? Like,
oh,
literally?
Maybe that's why they call it that.
That's probably why those hillbillies call it that.
Mm-hmm.
You need a handle to lift that one.
Mm-hmm. They think it's the handle that's getting them inebriated. They don't know it's the juice inside
that handle, man.
I drink my liquor without a handle, and I feel fine the next day. But it's that handle.
Damn. How big was the handle on that one?
Pour that into a jug, and then you won't get hungover. Right on. Well, we got one more, I guess.
All right. Yes. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Dierks Bentley. That's got to be a made-up name. With Gold. Gold.
This will be too hard because it's just one word.
Gold.
Gold.
He struck gold. I struck gold when I found you or something like that. I mean, that's like a very...
This is a tough guess.
That's a tired one.
I'll say he's talking about Bitcoin, how much money he made with Bitcoin. It's just like gold.
I think maybe he saw the King Tut exhibit and that's
maybe
what yeah.
Maybe blast us through up into the meat of this thing.
Yeah.
It took a long time with that last one. I forgot what we were even listening for.
Yeah. So okay, King Tut.
Yeah, he's just amazed by a golden sarcophagus and just
okay.
Inspired to write a song.
Easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Beautiful.
That damn road.
The do you road. Guys...
To you guys, it's just a dirt road, but it means something to him.
It's so weird, though, that like there's nowhere where you just drive on gold. Does he believe the myths that, you know, like
Wizard of Oz driving out,
driving on gold in California or something?
The Munchkins got to do it. I should get to do it, too.
Yeah. I want to be so rich that this road all the way from the state line to the farm is paved with gold.
Gold. And the yellow lines is yellow gold.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, that was a very traditionally, you know, traditional country wordplay and cadence to the whole thing.
Right.
They love their wordplay. They love yeah. their wordplay.
They do. Really it do. Keeps them upbeat. It keeps them working hard. If peasants had this kind of music, the kings would still be in charge because they would have a lot more productive workers. But with all the stuff hitting the country these days, it's tough out there. It's good to see that they're finding positive stuff yeah. to sing about.
I can't Rocks, imagine, like in Nashville, dancing, there just must be
booze.
Mm-hmm. So many people in Nashville just walking around, just thinking of one-liners like that. Like,
yeah,
because that must be the songwriting
that's the industry.
Process. Yeah. Is you yeah. think of a one-liner and then you just fill in the rest of the song with the same shit, you know.
Just give me a word, well, one word where it has two different things that it means, and yeah. I will hit the charts by Tuesday.
Flip it around. But you have to think about, these are the ones that beat out all the other ones. So think of how bad some all the other ones are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there must be some bad ones.
And right. Well, that was the music chart. We're excited about that. We'll be right back with the movies.
Ooh. Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind going for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute. But no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's fresh-tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Andy Daly.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Morris. And this is The Movie Chart.
Do you want to sing this one? You want to do the new one?
Oh, yeah. I'll do the new verse for you.
Awesome.
Movies. They used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are fucking giant. Movies.
Whew. Oh, gorgeous. Thank you.
I mean, yeah, there's no lies in that.
Yeah. It's all truth. It'll get truer every day you're alive. It'll never be less true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy when my seat shakes from the bass of the movie.
Oh,
sound.
Yeah. Too loud.
Too loud.
Interstellar reached a different level for me where I was like angry at how loud it was the whole time.
Got to bring your giant headphones in there.
Yeah.
Protect your ears.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
All right. Let's
people bring their low riders into the
let's keep an ear out for which is the loudest of these movies. Okay. Oh, interesting. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I can guess this.
A re-release.
I can guess this. They fight
Darth Vader. That's crazy. I didn't know that was happening.
I didn't either.
Is this, where is this? Arclight? Is this Tarantino's place? Where is this happening?
40th anniversary. I mean, it's apparently happening everywhere because it's in the box office charts.
They copied
charts,
Jaws. You know? Jaws already did this move.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird. I don't remember. Did they do this with the previous two? They just skipped to the third one?
This is the first one now. It's been renumbered again. That's what this is celebrating and launching.
Wow.
I do remember people insisting that, like, once the prequels came out, they were saying you should watch the first two prequels, then you go back, watch the original three, and that preserves the Vader reveal as still a big twist. And then you watch the third.
You just got to wait longer for it.
Yeah. I don't know what the fan nerd, order is now.
But I wonder which Return of the Jedi they're releasing. I assume it must be the special edition that came out in the late 90s or whatever.
I wonder if it's not because it's Disney now, right? And that was so controversial.
That would be a big deal if they've gone back to the before George Lucas went and screwed around with it? No, they can't do that. They can't. Because you know what he did with Return of the Jedi? He took a lot of the puppets and turned them into CGI.
Yes.
Which was like trading one embarrassing element for another.
And he put Hayden Christensen in with the Force ghosts at end in the celebration, which was okay.
Yikes.
I thought that was okay. But the rest of them.
Which like would make more money, you think, if they released it? The special version or the original?
I'm shocked that it's the fifth most profitable movie either way. But I would guess if you could go back to the original, if you're calling it the 40th anniversary and you went back to how it was released 40 years ago, I think that would make more money than.
That's probably the one it is then.
Okay. That'd be nice. I'd like to see some of those Jim Henson ridiculous things in Jabba the Hutt's palace.
I would love an answer to that. I'm trying to quickly find it, but I can't.
Go by running time.
Oh, yeah. Good call. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
John Wick, Chapter 4.
Oh. New management.
We've known each other since we were 9 or 10.
Who is this?
The Marquis de Grammont.
Challenge him to single combat. Win or lose, it's a way out.
I don't sit at the table.
Your family does.
Please pray for me.
What song is that?
I think it's from Evita. Don't pray for me. Argentina. So, these movies are great. People love them. Too loud for me. This probably is one of the louder ones in our countdown.
Yeah, that's going to be a loud one. I've decided on something I don't like in movies anymore, which makes most movies impossible for me to watch, which is...
Money saver.
Yeah. In a kind of a fighting movie, there's a moment where any kind of normal person would be dead or unconscious.
Sure.
Okay.
But the characters continue to fight on long after that point. And I've just kind of decided, no, if you are fully squarely punched right in the face by a gigantically strong person, that's the end.
You're out. That's it.
There should be consequences.
I'm with you. I want to see like some real, like a real fight, like the real length of a fight at least. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Should be tied to reality.
Yeah, I don't want to see somebody take like 40 death blows because then it's like, what are the stakes? When do I know which of these blows is going to actually hurt the person?
Yes.
Right.
Like in Jaws, they didn't get bit by the shark a bunch of times and keep fighting it.
Exactly.
If that thing gets near you, you're dead.
One bite, it's kind of over.
Yes, that's what I'd like. So now, if that's my new policy, I can't watch very much at all.
Yeah. You're just going to have to chop out all the fight scenes. Just watch a shorter cut. But it's funny that you mentioned
splice in some UFC footage.
The last Star Wars movie I saw, I remember being really bored by all the lightsaber fights because they usually have no consequence. So I'm like, they're going to clang, clang, clang. Like, I just want to know what happens after the fight.
That's true. They're usually a draw, those lightsaber fights.
Yeah.
They get interrupted.
Yeah.
Someone also, needs like, to the
make
more
one that's more powerful than the another one.
The more they build out
the manufacturer,
the more they build out the world of Star Wars. And to be honest, I am kind of a Star Wars junkie. Like, I love the world, even though I hate the last movies.
What's the name of the fat guy, if you know everything? Who's the fat guy?
Jabba?
He's pretty good.
Notice I even pronounced it a little bit different. That's the traditional pronunciation.
Yeah.
With the Mandalorian and the side quests and all these TV shows, which are often like better than some of the latest movies, but it gives you a sense of like, okay, if the Mandalorian is this badass, but he's not even a Jedi, like he's not even on the level of a Jedi or a Vader. So then you have to it raises the stakes of how good those guys are at fight, how powerful they are. So I'm like, the lightsaber is literally like a nuclear weapon in that universe. Like if you pull out a lightsaber, it should just be completely over for everyone around you. you know.
I guess. But in a lightsaber duel, so often it's they sort of take a break from dueling to use their hand to throw a heavy object at their opponent. Why don't you just do that?
Right.
Forget about the sword altogether.
Or throw the sword. Like throw the sword around.
Oh, yeah, with your mind.
Yeah, they're always winded with that sword. It just kind of tires them out.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, one of the funnest things you can do, take like one of the really, whatever is the most awesome lightsaber duel in one of the more recent movies. Watch that and then immediately watch Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first Star Wars
movie. Yeah.
It is it's funny.
Incredible.
It's all clunky and slow.
Yeah, it's just two senior citizen actors who are like,
Yeah. Again, if you watch all the things that now build up that showdown. Yeah. I mean, that's the top showdown in the whole series.
That's
in
it.
A
it's
lot
like,
of ways.
Oh shit! The teacher versus the master versus
that's
the
what
student.
We've been waiting
at long
for.
Last,
like eight movies is building up to that.
Yeah,
Willie Nelson, I think, could have lightsaber battled faster than that.
Maybe that's what makes like the out of shape nerds think that they can do it. You know, with the cosplay and everything.
Yeah,
the bar was set so low to begin with.
I'm not worse than Alec Guinness.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Oh, wow. You got George Harrison.
Did Scorsese direct this?
Because of the George Harrison.
This is the song he loves
drops?
To put in.
Yeah. Wow, they're really leaning on it.
Yeah.
Are you there, God? It's me.
Is this animated?
No.
I'm here to speak.
Live action, the famous Judy Blume book.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think any kid reading Judy Blume pictured the George Harrison song from All Things Must Pass.
It's a good song, though. It is a good song.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It's really carrying the trailer for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, they got some It Girl to do this? Or is there like a famous person as the mom or something? Jamie Lee Curtis?
Rachel McAdams.
Okay.
Elle Graham. I'm not good with actors, but Kathy Bates is in it.
Oh, there you go.
Is she God?
She's got to be God. Good call. I bet she is. That's a pleasant surprise.
You
watch that.
That'd be great.
Huh. Well, that's, I guess this is a weird time for movies, right? When is it? It's May. So we don't have the summer blockbusters yet. They're kind of treading water.
Yeah. They're throwing some scraps out before they bring out the big animals.
I wonder if, do you think kids are still reading Judy Blume?
I do.
I mean, do you?
I think
I read one book when I was a kid, Super Fudge. I think I remember that one.
Yeah. Did you write Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing?
What's that?
Or is that somebody else?
Maybe.
That's her.
That's her?
I definitely read
that. Yeah. I have a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old. I don't believe either of them have ever read a Judy Blume book.
Mm. Right on.
So maybe this is.
Are you keeping it out of the house? You ban certain titles from the kids?
Well, they're girls. I'm not wild about girls reading generally.
That could be a country song.
Generally.
You know, just nothing good can come of it.
No.
Right on. Keep them on social. They'll put their pictures up. It'll work out.
Yeah. They can read, you know, street signs and stuff like that. I'm just saying don't.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in number two.
Number two.
Evil Dead Rise.
Wow. Evil Dead.
What's up, sis?
I had the most beautiful dream.
A lot of squishy sounds.
Yeah, what's making that squelch?
Those are actually eggs.
Eggs?
I'm not even joking. Like in the trailer, they're throwing a bunch of eggs like in a cast iron pan.
Well, that's the rise, I guess. They're going to put a cake in the oven.
Mm. A little yeast.
A little yeast. Take it out when it rises. That is an Evil Dead cake.
Yes.
I don't know anything about evil. I know those two
words.
Yeah,
what's this about?
Evil Dead, they have gone together before.
They sure have, and I don't know the lore at this point. I know this is a new installment. I don't know how many movies there have been.
Is it Sam from Raimi? The world of video games originally?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's
from Australia, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I get Australia confused with video games.
There's two different worlds out there. There's a fork in the road.
Right.
You must decide.
Super Mario, that's Australia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised they didn't go with Australia for that because it's so full of wild creatures and
true.
You know, it's like Italy. I don't know, you know. A video game set with an Italian plumber. I don't know how many wondrous creatures he's coming across.
In Italy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't think of any weird things in Italy.
Do they even have animals in Italy?
They might not have
animals. I've never heard of one Italian animal.
There's no Italian.
There's no Italian animal. They drove all the animals out.
Yeah, they probably ate all of them.
Even their meat is like disguised pepperoni. What's that? I don't know.
Right. Wild pepperonis running around.
It's got like code names, huh?
Yeah.
Something suspicious going on there.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Of course.
People are saying this is great, but I don't know how to...
I have to gauge that. I have actually seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I have.
And what's the verdict?
Did not particularly care for it. Okay. I thought the funnest part was when the little guy, the Mario guy, is doing the things that the Mario guy does in the game.
Right.
Which I kind of felt like, oh, then I'd rather just play the game.
Watch somebody play
the game.
Yeah. Right. Does he do stuff also that's not like, then he just starts talking regular sometimes and it's like, he's not, you know what I mean? Like he's not being the guy from the game.
There's dramatic scenes. There's love scenes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, my 10-year-old daughter loved it and she does not understand. And in fact, it makes her mad. People saying that they don't like it very much. Don't tell her I said anything like this, okay. But I was a little bored. I expected to be more amused. To me, the bar is pretty high with the Lego movies and stuff like that for like actual funny.
Yeah, those are pretty good, right?
Branded content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make the branded content movies really funny. But this didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I realized that because I've long been almost like bummed that I don't like all the Marvel movies as much as everyone else. Like I can't get out of that from it. When I watch them, I really just don't like it. And I realized that it is because it is a video game. It feels like I'm watching someone else play a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's like a guy running across,
but yet with
falling
porn,
boulders
works
and
perfectly.
What was that?
With pornography, it works perfectly, but with they're just not doing something right.
This movie too. There's a fight between Mario and Donkey Kong, where Donkey Kong just pounds on his face again and again and again, and it's just like he is dead.
So for your logic, again, it's failing your rule.
I was like, Mario has died from this point forward. I'm watching.
Mario should be a bloody mess.
I could see that conversation with your 10-year-old didn't go so well. There's no consequences. Mario should die.
I just read an article like yesterday that no one really knows how strong a gorilla is because there's no real great test for it. Like, how do you handle a gorilla and make them
challenge him to an arm wrestle? You. Why is this hard?
Challenge you to a slap contest.
Can't they do like my reference for this is Rocky IV, where they've got Ivan Drago punching a thing that measures the pressure, the strength of his punch.
Yes.
Right. Like, and it comes
up. You have to get it to punch. It says they rarely even demonstrate their power.
What about Russian gorillas? Get a Russian gorilla.
Get a super Russian gorilla.
Track pants on it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There was a show. There was a very interesting show on once called, I believe, Man versus Beast. And
oh, yeah.
It was they pitted humans against animals in various contests.
Yes.
Like a sprinter versus a giraffe. You know, and one of them was a tug of war between a sumo wrestler and an orangutan.
Okay.
Now, the problem with all of these contests is that the animal doesn't know that it's competing. It doesn't have a desire to beat this.
No motivation.
No motivation. Yeah. So maybe that's the problem with the gorilla. Like,
right. I remember. Is that the show where they had the you know, the championship eater, the hot dog eater guy against the bear?
Yes, they did.
I remember they just put the mountain of hot dogs and the bear just moseys down and just sniffs them and just annihilates them, like annihilates the human.
Yeah,
the Guinness record holder.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. That was good.
Yeah, that felt like a fair fight. Like the bear was motivated in that
that's
way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But an orangutan has no motivation to get a rope out of the hands of a sumo wrestler. What does he care?
No.
He's a gentleman of the forest. What does he care?
Yeah. You want this rope? Please take the rope.
Usually in a human animal contest, the human's always more motivated because it's for survival. The bear may or may not be hungry, but it's just kind of playing with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to watch Joe Rogan's podcast and find out the real answer.
Who would really win?
Yeah.
They're motivated to care about that.
Yes. Well, that does it for the movie chart.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
People are back in the theaters, gang. Get out there. See what new refreshments AMC is bringing in. They're always innovating.
Oh, you know what they sell now? They sell AMC popcorn. And it's not just like kernels that you pop like traditionally. It's like a huge bag of pre-popped popcorn with that big AMC brand. So they're branching out.
Wow.
They're selling it not in the theater, like, you know, for retail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I went to see Super Mario Brothers, there was a grab and go.
Really?
Oh yeah, contactless pickup.
Loved it. It was great. I didn't order ahead of time or anything, but it was just like, here, open this door and grab yourself a popcorn and go over there and pay somebody for it.
At the Willie Nelson show, they just had a fridge of beers. Like, you just open the fridge and get yourself one and go to the register.
Yeah.
That to me is better with the popcorn than dealing with like that sloppy kid they had on the Oscars who was pouring the butter all over the popcorn. You know that kid from TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like an acrobat with it.
Kid's a health hazard.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody at all, period.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to Trader Joe's. Get an express leg, get, you know, self checkout.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have self checkout.
I'm with you.
And I have family who runs those places. I still don't want to talk to any of those people.
I found last night, I found
fired.
I found a foreign object in my Trader Joe's ice cream.
Oh, what was
it? No way.
It was a little black piece of plastic, and the ice cream was mint chocolate chip ice cream, and it was the exact same color as the chocolate chips.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That could be like a purpose, espionage. Mm-hmm.
Could be espionage.
Ooh, like a microchip?
Someone's trying to get Trader Joe's in trouble. 99-cent store.
That sucks. What's your reaction in that moment? Do you want to write to Trader Joe's?
I took the plastic out of my mouth, and I finished my bowl of ice cream. And then about an hour later, I drove back to Trader Joe's with the plastic and the ice cream, and I told them what had happened, and I asked them if I could get another, a different tub of ice cream, and they were very understanding.
Did they point out, well, sir,
they said,
you did finish it.
We can't guarantee the plastic. Yeah. It's in the other one.
They go, this is an empty carton of ice cream, apparently. You still ate it all.
Yeah.
I respect
that.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy it, because every spoonful I had to be like, is there going to be another piece of plastic in here?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, but we're glad you're okay. You're here with us. Mm. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Mm. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify's robots over there. I bet we did.
Let's see if we did better than an orangutan.
The orangutan has no motivation to pick up
exactly.
Good songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't care
know why
about
he would do it.
Yeah. I don't feel like dancing or anything.
Can't speak English.
Don't understand these lyrics at all. These all plays on words are lost on me.
Yeah. It's like French fans. They might hear the beat. They don't know what's going on lyrically.
That is a total mystery to me in life, is whether or not music affects any other creature besides humans. And
birds.
why that would be. You know what I mean? Like, it's very strange. That feels like one of the most unique things about us.
You think it doesn't affect and other animals. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like a strong backbeat. Mm. You don't see a lot of other, I mean, maybe, I guess we wouldn't know, but you don't see a lot of them just break out dancing.
I'll say if songs have an impact on animals, they play it cool.
They do.
They sure do.
Yeah.
They're like the toys in Toy Story. Like, they just know how to keep it quiet when there's humans around.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Chemical Brothers with All of a Sudden. Whoa, weird time states.
Did we guess the title on this? What's the title going to be about?
The words are going to come in all of a sudden.
Yeah. There's going to be a drop.
Whoa. There we go.
They can leave as many digital audio workstations out in the jungle as they want. You're never going to hear an orangutan make a beat like that.
No.
You're right. But I got to believe animals would groove to this. Come on now.
They'd sway. Birds would.
Yeah.
Birds do the dance.
You ever see that video of Iggy Pop singing bird, 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 bird is the word to his cockatiel?
I think I have seen that.
And the cockatiel is getting into it.
Oh, yeah. Birds will bob their head. They'll headbang.
Yeah.
They dance for each other, so they probably have some kind of inner metronome.
Yeah.
I did not know that the Chemical Brothers, because I had the last Chemical Brothers album I knew about was Born in the Echoes, and that was already 2015.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think this is a single. I'm not sure if there's a whole album coming. There might be.
No, but I did
miss.
But
this is just a single so far.
I missed an album in 2019 or called No Geography. Oops.
Oops.
The other day I was on TikTok and I did notice my dog Wally like perk up when one of the vids came on, and it was the funniest song for a dog to like. Like, if he did really like that song, it's very funny. It was the Guess Who Undone. Just like a very like
great songs.
Wait,
that we wrote. Wait, as she's
come undone. Oh,
you know this one?
Yeah.
If that's the only song your dog of all songs,
the only
has
one
been
I've
like,
ever seen him
that's
prick
my
up.
Jam.
It's like, oh, I guess that makes sense because I've never played anything like that for him before. He's just been waiting for a.
I feel bad.
A loungy, you know, relaxed jam.
Is that like a salsa?
Yeah, kind of.
Did the guess who write that song?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, which also surprised me because
yeah.
I feel like we all know that song, but I wouldn't have, if you quizzed me, I wouldn't have said guess who.
No.
Yeah. What if Wally thinks that's a new song? That's kind of sad. He thinks it's the 70s. Poor guy.
All right, come in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Swans with Paradise Is Mine. I mainly picked it because I know Swans is like a cool band. And I forget what the song sounds like, but we'll see. Should have fast-forwarded it.
Should have let Wally pick.
Yeah. Where's the lyrics?
Oh, that could be good. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
In the sea, deep beneath.
Aleister Crowley produced this record.
Yeah.
This song is haunted.
Well, yes. It's like 9 minutes long.
Whoa.
You guys have time?
Just I guess.
Yeah.
I bet it goes somewhere crazy.
What's right the name of the band? What'd you say?
Swans. Swans. They go way back. Experimental rock. Some really cool stuff in their catalog. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Andy's pick.
Mm.
Big Thief with Blue Lightning.
Love it. It's jangly and sloppy.
Yeah. Yes.
I like a sloppy song.
Of course, Olive Oil sang that to Popeye in the Robert Altman movie.
Yeah, exactly. And it was beautiful then, too.
Yeah.
I love that sound.
Yeah.
It sounds like Iris DeMent. Yeah.
That song actually starts... it might be worth it to hear the very beginning because it starts
okay.
real sloppy. And I wonder if they must record live.
Yeah, just do a couple of takes, keep it raw.
Yeah.
Or in Pro Tools, the engineer is just moving the sound around. You know, it's incredibly robotic when they play live. Right.
Oh. One, two.
Oh, yeah.
I love that sound.
Into it before you know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Grateful Daddy.
Mm-hmm. It all hangs together.
Yeah.
Great pick. That's, you know, they sound like America.
Hear. Big Thief. I don't know a lot about them, but
they're from Brooklyn, but they sound like they're from further out on the outskirts.
Yeah, they do. They sound like they're from Queens or Bay Ridge, something like that.
Yeah, Bay Ridge. Big thief over here.
Oh, look who's such a big thief.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all you stole, big thief.
I always think of John Fogerty when a band, like a newer band, comes out, and then you're like, oh, you're not really from that place you sound
like. Why, where's
like.
John Fogerty from?
He's from like Alameda or like
Northern Cal.
He's from like Berkeley or something.
Well, I feel that way about Bruce Springsteen. I don't feel like anybody ever hits Bruce Springsteen for sounding like a country guy.
No, I do.
His whole thing is he's from New Jersey.
And that didn't start until his third or fourth album. It started really? Around the river where he started to affect that southern thing.
Yeah. Wait, so the first couple are real Jersey?
They're not like, oh, you know, but they're like, he just kind of has more of like a beach vagabond kind of a voice. And then in the river is when he starts going, well, I got Mary pregnant, you know, and it's just like, mister, you know, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It might be from traveling around. Football coaches do that. They get hired in the South. And they go,
that's true.
Hey, y'all.
I don't know. It bothers me. As a guy from New Jersey, I'm just
We got two Jersey guys here.
Yeah. Talk normal. Mm-hmm. You don't have any regionalisms. You've done a great job.
Thank you very much. No, I don't remember making a conscious choice to not have a regional accent, but I did not too long ago see a tape of myself in high school. And I was like, oh, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I had that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I talked a little like I was from New Jersey.
I tried to get rid of it and did, and then kind of just went back to it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's a good way to talk.
It's a good talk.
Mm-hmm. Good talk. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Florence and the Machine with Free. This is a new one.
That new Moderna commercial.
Those vocals are very present in the mix, I'll tell you.
Yes, very upfront.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I heard it in my car, the music seemed bigger. Mm. There's like the beat, it's like an upbeat thing, but you can't really place what instruments are happening. Mm. It's like an interesting sound they got. But occasionally they'll have an upbeat one that I really like, but I don't necessarily like all their stuff.
Mm. To me, it depends on the robe she wears. She comes out in big frocks.
Is that right?
If I like the pattern. She's probably picking out new ones now for the summer festival season.
She's sort of a redheaded stranger when you think about it.
Yes.
She doesn't feel like someone you quite know everything about. Mm, she's mysterious.
What are her politics really about?
Oh, we have a right to know.
Yes. What's the machine she's talking? I rage against the machine. Mm. I don't trust machines.
She's teamed up with the machines.
She's
sounds
with
like
the machine. Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah, I thought we're supposed to resist that shit.
I've joined forces with the machine. It's going great.
Mm. It's kind of bullshit for the machine to have to bring someone else to the fight.
I aligned myself with the machine.
Yeah, well, that's the machines are doing that for now. They're saying Florence and the machine. You'll see. I mean, in about 5 years, it'll be all just
machine, we don't need machine, her anymore. Machine. Yeah, fire her. Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's second pick. This is a country tune.
So we got to guess on this one. Well, I know the answer, so I'll make you two guess.
This is Brantley Gilbert with "Bury Me Upside Down."
Bury Me Upside Down. What's he talking about here?
Oh, bury me upside down. Why would he want to be buried upside down?
It's fun for me to watch you figure this out because I didn't figure it out.
Well, I'm also not. When I first heard "Bury Me Upside Down," it sounded to me like he's going to go head first into the grave. But that's upside down would actually be being buried on your stomach.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
Yes.
So,
what if it was and he was to be buried on his stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Why would he want to be buried on his stomach?
Or, you know, upside down? Why does he want to be buried that way?
Bury me upside down so that I can look at hell.
Oh.
Whoa, that's actually a pretty good guess.
That's good. I'm trying to poker face it. We got to get Stard's guessing.
Yeah. Jeez. I was truly picturing like vertically down.
Right.
Maybe that's my guess. Maybe I think.
But you guys were picturing that he's buried like head first.
Head feet. First. Like,
that was my first image. Yeah. Okay, that's what it means for a person to
you're
be
saying,
upside down.
All right. You're telling us no.
I'm giving you a hint. That's not the case.
Maybe
the case is he's on his stomach.
Maybe it's like a face down, ass up situation. It's like a
what's his idea?
Face down, ass up.
God to bang
maybe
him.
He wants someone else on top of him.
He wants God to bang him, doggy. I'm not sure you have that worked all out. No, I'll give you a quick hint. You can revise your guess too if you want.
Okay. All right.
Remember, this guy is using kind of hillbilly logic.
Uh huh.
Oh, he's using hillbilly logic.
So now you gotta try to outsmart him. I don't know.
Could it just be like he's a rebel? Like he doesn't want to do anything the way, you know, tradition says.
Acceptable guess. Down. Acceptable guess. All right, both guesses are in. Let's see. Let's find out where he's coming from.
All right.
Time real soon, but we know one thing's for true. One of these days, a good Lord's calling me. Hey, y'all ain't gotta go to church. Use my truck, don't rent no worse. You ain't gotta dig 6 feet, I just need 3. You bury me upside down, right in the heart of this old town. Here lies.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, I was close.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
There you go.
Yeah. It was about his ass being up.
So the people that are still alive could kiss his ass.
Yeah.
Because it's not the world kissing his ass. Because then he would just be buried regularly.
Is he saying that his ass is 3 feet? Like, he's calculated it. He says...
He doesn't need six.
He says, give me 3 feet.
Three.
Oh.
That'll raise his ass to outside the ground.
Yeah, if it sticks up
saying?
A little bit out so people can view his ass.
So he's sticking it up about 3 feet.
I don't think he's thought this through very well. Nobody's going to kiss that. It's like.
Also, that's the most humiliating pose I can imagine. Just forever in time, my ass is hanging at the ground.
What can I say? Yep. He was mad at all of us. And so he wanted to be buried with just his ass sticking out of dirt.
Yeah, you go, okay, this is what he
wanted. Now we're stuck in this town. We got to kiss this guy's ass every day.
And he specifically said right in the heart of town. So it's right here in the town square, right in the middle of everything.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody passes it every day. That's what he wanted.
I don't think that's going to go the way he wants
out there.
Yeah.
There's a farmer's market out there on the weekend.
I've seen people sit on the ass.
You're going to have dogs, you know, come up to it.
Now play the last 10 seconds of the song.
Last 10 seconds, okay.
Yeah. You got to see how he dismounts.
All right, let's see it.
Pucker up, motherfucker.
There's a laugh track in it.
That was part of a podcast.
Wow. That whole thing was a podcast performance.
Yeah. Pucker up, motherfucker.
That sounded like...
That's crazy.
That sounded like too many people for an audience and... Or no, too many people for a recording studio. Not enough people for an audience. I'm suspicious of that.
Too many hangers on.
Yeah.
Too many in the posse.
That but, feels like the it reminds me of that Happy Gilmore moment where the, you know, the bad guy is like, I eat shit like you for breakfast. Then he goes like, you eat shit for breakfast? it's just the whole song is that way.
What's the
pucker
basis?
Up, kiss my ass, bury me with my ass out.
Yeah. Hey, but it shows there are cracks in the red states. They are fighting amongst themselves.
That's true.
It's tough out there.
Yeah, wait. Maybe I didn't pick that up. He's mad at all the newcomers. Or
well, I wouldn't think he's in the city. So, yeah, he's mad at his own kind.
He just hates everybody in this damn town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he say why?
They didn't like his posts. something happened. You listen to another country Ron DeSantis. Songs to find out what happened.
He's for Ron DeSantis and not Trump.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
He details it in the other tracks. Yeah. Well, it sure was fun digging into country music with you, Andy.
Yes. I enjoyed it.
A blast.
It's wonderful. Straight out of the heartland. Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah. Right. Which town are you from?
Town of Ridgewood in Bergen County.
Oh, yeah, Ridgewood.
How about
yeah.
yourself? Where are you from?
Mattawan.
Oh, yeah.
Aberdeen, Monmouth County.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Pork rolls. Isn't that the big Jersey thing?
No.
Yeah.
What? Is that in the opening credits of The Sopranos?
the pork rolls. He's got the pork rolls.
Wait, I'm not crazy. That is a New Jersey thing.
Pork rolls?
No. Pork rolls.
Not my New Jersey.
Not your New Jersey.
Not mine. Not no. Bruce's. Not Whitney's. Not Frank's. I bet they have it somewhere.
It is a New Jersey thing. Maybe it's like a newer New Jersey thing.
Oh,
it's like a sandwich that they like. It's like a pork sandwich.
Right. There's a lot of emo bands I didn't follow. I think emo and pork rolls stuff came in the early aughts. Support one of New Jersey's favorite sons, Andy. Head on over to patreon.com/AndyDaily for all his offerings over there.
Absolutely.
Head on over to Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang World.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff over there.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
14th anniversary of Comedy Bang Bang.
Hey-o.
Oh, yeah. And you were on the episode.
I was on that.
That was a party.
It was
how did you all fit around that table at Scott's place?
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Some of us had to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
They made John Hamm leave. He takes up too much room. He's too jacked.
Yeah. I mean, we are how many years in for Who Charted? Can't be that far behind.
Yeah. It's got to be 13-ish.
Yeah.
12, 13-ish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congrats. Old folks, 90th. We're coming up on our 90th birthday.
90th, like Willie.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Counting down the GPT charts.
We'll be taping at the Bowl for our anniversary show. Check us out. Head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories t-shirt. Check out Drop Date Duel. Check out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. And we will see.
Well, check out whochartedpod.com. Absolutely go over there to get access to Two Charted.
WhoChartedPod.com.
Yes, where we...
All the back episodes.
All the back episodes, all the premium streams, but maybe most importantly, all the new Two Charteds, which we record every week. And this week, we will be going in detail about the Willie Nelson concert.
Deep,
a lot of fun stuff.
Deep, deep. You're going to find out about ice cold fatties and your world will never be the same.
It's not what you think.
Yes. Stay tuned for that. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.
Charted.
Punk her up, motherfucker.
Punk her up.